This month marks a year since the Me Too movement went viral, so we're hearing from women in Illinois about what's changed so far and what they say is still ahead. Susana Mendoza, state controller and member of the Illinois Anti-Harassment, Equality, and Access Panel, says one of the key aims underway is to get women equal access. The makeup of the state legislature is about 35% women. Mendoza tells Rachel Otwell about why she wants that number to go up.
Of all the things that we talked about on the panel, this is the most exciting one for me because I think it gets to the root of the issue of inequality and why women are subjected to sexual harassment that in years past is just swept under the rug, or the way it's dealt with is just for men to tell other men to just knock it off, right? So in order for the issue of sexual harassment to truly ever change, the entire culture has to change. And that means that women have to be in a position where they're making the rules. The current rules that women have to abide under or live under are rules made by men for men. We live in a society where, for example, statute of limitations related to even making a complaint about sexual harassment or sexual assault, for that matter, are very short. Why are they short? Because, you know, frankly, it's been the men who have been writing these laws and passing them with very little input or even voting power from women. When there are more women in office, just by default, you're going to have laws that are shaped through the prism of a woman's eyes and not just the men who have been, you know, historically in charge of setting those rules and those expectations of how you live within them.
So you take this a little further even than the push for gender parity. You want the majority of the state legislature to eventually be female. Tell us about that.
There is no state in the country that has ever had a female majority legislature, both House and Senate together. And Illinois is relatively close. I mean, 35% may sound like a long way away from 50, but when you put it into perspective, how we even got to 35%, and I think this is the key. Look at the three people on the panel, Melinda Bush, myself, and Carol Ammons. All three of us got to the legislature by running against the party's preferred candidate. So we were not the candidate that the party recruited. We were not the candidates that the party invested in. We had to take on the current establishment, and we won. We eventually won. It took me two tries. Carol did it on her first try, and Melinda was able to basically scare every man out of wanting to run against her because she's such a badass. And if you think about the fact that the three of us panelists got there on our own and that the legislature today is comprised of 35% women, many of whom got there on a similar track as Melinda, Carol, and myself. We had to force our way in. You can only imagine what is possible if the state parties were to unabashedly, intentionally try to recruit women and elevate them into a position where they could run for and win legislative office. And even more so, take advantage of every opportunity where there is a vacancy to actually promote a woman into that spot instead of automatically going to a list of 10 men who are ready and waiting to be pulled up the ladder and put into a legislative seat, whether it's in the House or the Senate. You have Christine Rodonio, who was the highest ranking Republican woman in Illinois politics, step aside, right? She decided, for whatever reason, she resigned her seat in the Senate. And I'm not talking about her leadership post, which of course went to Bill Brady. I'm talking just about her actual seat, her Senate seat. There was a list of 10 people, all men, waiting to have that seat. And there really was no effort made to try to actively recruit a woman to replace the seat of the highest ranking female Republican in Illinois politics. So I really feel the parties, both the Democratic and the Republican Party, and it's not just me, I think, you know, our panel does overall, and the women who came to share their stories and recommendations with our panel, really believe that there's no excuse for not intentionally trying to elevate women when given the opportunities to, for example, fill vacancies. And we're charging the parties with that task. Also at the local level, where we need to invest in more women at the bench level so that when these vacancies do arise, we've got a team who are lined up just the way the men are and can really, you know, offer an alternative that would be a more diverse alternative that would allow us to get to that 50% a lot faster. If these parties make it intentional, it can happen in a very, very short amount of time.
That was Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza speaking with Rachel Otwell about Illinois and the Me Too movement. You can hear more of this conversation at willnews.org.